This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. 20 years ago today, a magnitude 9.1 earthquake triggered an Indian Ocean tsunami that killed 230,000 people. The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Thailand, one of 14 countries where remembrances are underway.
Every community is doing it in their own way. There's not a lot to analyze, apart from the lessons learned in terms of being prepared. It was simply something absolutely massive that traumatized communities, but from which most of them have made remarkable recoveries.
Israel has launched more deadly airstrikes in Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein has the latest.
In the first incident, Palestinians say at least five journalists were killed when an Israeli airstrike struck their van near the Al Auda Hospital in central Gaza. They said the vehicle was clearly marked as a media van. The Israeli army said it was a targeted attack against Islamic Jihad gunmen. In a separate incident, at least five people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a house in Gaza City.
That death toll could rise. Many people are still trapped in the rubble. Six people are recovering after they were hit by a taxi that jumped a curb near Macy's in Manhattan. CBS New York's Alicia Reed reports one of the victims was a 9-year-old boy.
We spoke to a witness who helped remove the young boy and a woman they believe to be his mother, both tourists from Australia, from underneath the taxi. He says they had to rock the SUV back and forth to get the woman from underneath, and his wife was also one of the people injured.
My wife got hit kind of up on her back shoulder.
The Good Samaritan says the little boy told him this was the worst holiday ever.
Police believe the driver suffered a medical emergency. A batch of cat food is being recalled after a cat died of bird flu.
Testing done by feds and the Oregon Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory confirmed an indoor cat in Oregon's Washington County contracted bird flu and died after eating Northwest Natural's pet food. The company has issued a recall of 2-pound bags of feline turkey recipe, raw frozen pet food marked with best if used by dates of 5/21/26B10 and 6/23/2026B1. The product was sold in a dozen states and Canada. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
CBS's Courtney Keeley reports Mega Millions tickets are selling like hotcakes after no one won the billion-dollar prize on Christmas Eve.
The estimated jackpot for Friday's drawing is about $1.15 billion, potentially the fifth largest jackpot in the game's history. The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot are at 1 in 302 million.
The biggest lottery prize ever was a $2 billion Powerball jackpot in 2022. S&P futures down 24. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. It was a Christmas miracle for several Racine County deer yesterday. The Tishigan Fire Department got a call early yesterday about seven deer falling through the ice in the town of Waterford. Two firefighters in cold water rescue suits were able to save them, with a young one exhausted from the ordeal part of the rescue. A statement from Tishigan officials say the rescued deer rested for about 30 minutes before slowly walking off into the woods. It was a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago killed in a hit-and-run accident on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County. Police say Hussein Farhat was assisting a disabled vehicle on I-94 when he was hit. The suspect, a 39-year-old man, turned himself in following an anonymous tip that led investigators to a home in the Village of Wales. A vigil was held last night to honor Farhat's memory, with dozens of tow truck drivers lighting up the Summit Park and Ride lot. Funeral arrangements haven't yet been announced for George Petak. The former state senator, known for his vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium, died this week at the age of 75. Petak, a Republican who represented the 21st Senate District from 91 to 96, cast the crucial vote in 95 that approved public funding for what is now American Family Field. Governor Tony Evers praised Petak as a man of faith, courage, and principle. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out, and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground, and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in, so I went back in, and it was feeling all right, but I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit, and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play, so just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly again today, but it is going to be warmer. Our high right around 42 this afternoon. Tonight, 39 with light rain. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered light rain and even warmer with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
I was making pancakes the other day and a fly flew into the kitchen. And that's when I realized that a spatula is a lot like a fly swatter. And a crushed fly is a lot like a blueberry. And a roommate is a lot like a fly eater. I think it's interesting that cologne rhymes with alone. If I have to move up in a building, I choose the elevator over the escalator. Because one time I was riding the escalator and I tripped. I fell down the stairs for an hour and a half. Just kept falling. Thanks, everybody. I think Employee of the Month is a good example of when a person can be a winner and a loser at the same time.
After Christmas, hope it was a nice, joyous, and safe Christmas for you. We had a nice one yesterday. Went to the movies. We saw the new Bob Dylan movie, which was very good. A Complete Unknown. Excellent movie. I've never seen that theater so crowded before. A lot of people spend Christmas at the movies. Who would have known it, eh? It's 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today. It's going to be a hot day today, relatively. Fog and drizzle early on, and then cloudy with a high near 43 today. Cloudy, patchy fog, lows around 40 tonight. Rain tomorrow with a high near 45. And get this, Saturday, cloudy, highs near 49. And cloudy on Sunday, chance of rain, highs near 45. Right now, it's foggy. It's really foggy out there. 39 degrees at Radio Park. When you see all the news reports of the snowstorms back east and the people can't get through the snow and, you know, the cars are stalled on the freeway, let me be honest with me here. Do you feel bad for them or feel good for yourself that it's not here? Because we've been through that, so we know what it's like. I feel bad for them, but I'm also glad, you know, it's 45 degrees here and rainy. I like that as well. Hey, it's 6:10. Coming up this morning, I subscribe to this magazine my wife and I do called Remind. And they went through the list of celebrities that passed away this year. And I was surprised that I'm pretty on top of this stuff. Either I forgot or I didn't realize it. And we'll go for some of those names coming up shortly, all right? Build Me Up Buttercup Foundations, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Timeless hits at WRJN. You know, I thought it was Monday for a second. I really did. I forgot it was Thursday today because I rarely take days off in the middle of the week. Matter of fact, never. And so when I came in this morning, I said, oh, it's Monday. Where is everybody? I forgot it was Thursday. Hey, you like your cup of coffee in the morning to wake you up? You know, the caffeine in coffee does wake you up, but just the thought of it can get you up too. 81% of coffee drinkers say it helps motivate them to get out of bed in the morning. Since I've never tasted coffee in my life, what can I use to motivate me? Someone said, getting a paycheck, huh? Speaking about feeling like Monday, this song's not going to help me get it out of my head. Here come the Mamas and the Papas at WRJN. Here's Monday, Monday.
Monday, Monday. so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
Mamas and the Papas, Thursday, Thursday, on Monday, Monday, whatever, 617 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Can you do a perfect pull-up? I mean, a perfect one where your feet don't drag on the ground and you really get that chin up above the bar. A very fit 45-year-old dad in Colorado just broke the record for the most pull-ups in 1 hour. He did 1,010 of them in 1 hour. Perfect push-up, pull-ups, rather. The old record of 993 stood for over a decade. I don't think anyone in my high school gym class could do 10 of them when I was there. I don't think we could do one perfect one. Anybody in the high school gym class get to do 1,100 of them like he did in 1 hour. Wow. It's 618 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits, and here's Peter.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas Joke Swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Che and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Right now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Get $11,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn during their wrap-up the year sales event. Plus, get $2,000 Ford Conquest cash without trading in a Ford product. Get to Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for their wrap-up the year sales event today. See dealer for complete details. Plus, tax, title, and dock fee to well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Must finance through Stellantis Financial.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In a 60s rock and roll band played that song, Wipeout. It was like the only song ever to focus on the drummer. So everybody learned, including me, I learned that song too on the drums. So when are we all asleep? I don't mean like right now. I mean, when does the world go to sleep? Well, the time when the largest percentage of the world is sleeping is 5 p.m. Eastern, so 4 p.m. our time. Approximately 75% of the world is sleeping at that hour, even though very few of them here in the U.S. And I'm sure some burglars already know when we're sleeping. That's how they make their living. 624 WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Right now, 39 degrees and foggy here at Radio Park. Here's Dusty, wishing and hoping.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. Show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him. And do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. Cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping. Yes, wishing and hoping and thinking and praying.
And hoping. It's 627 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And this is a weird lawsuit. A woman is suing Walt Disney World after one of the water slides gave her such a bad wedgie, she had to be hospitalized, needed surgery. I want to see that court case on TV. I want to see Judge Judy do that one. The grassroots, I'd wait a million years. 627, looking for fog and drizzle this morning. It is really bad out there in some spots, so be careful driving, all right? Right now, 39 degrees and foggy right here at Radio Park.
All of the lonely nights waiting for you to come, longing to hold you tight. I need you so desperately, waiting for you to come, bringing your love to me.
grassroots, not roots, the grassroots. I'd wait a million years. 6:30 local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Well, we're still in the middle of the holiday travel season here. People still traveling today, especially today and all this week. The TSA wants to remind you not to put your pets through the x-ray machine. Do we really need to be told that? Are people putting their pets through the x-ray machine? It's 6:30. Here's local news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. It was a Christmas miracle for several Racine County deer yesterday. The Tishigan Fire Department got a call early yesterday about seven deer falling through the ice in the town of Waterford. Two firefighters in cold water rescue suits were able to save them, with a young one exhausted from the ordeal part of the rescue. A statement from Tishigan officials say the rescued deer rested for about 30 minutes before slowly walking off into the woods. It was a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago killed in a hit-and-run accident on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County. Police say Hussein Farhat was assisting a disabled vehicle on I-94 when he was hit. The suspect, a 39-year-old man, turned himself in following an anonymous tip that led investigators to a home in the Village of Wales. A vigil was held last night to honor Farhat's memory, with dozens of tow truck drivers lighting up the Summit park-and-ride lot. Funeral arrangements haven't yet been announced for George Petak. The former state senator, known for his vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium, died this week at the age of 75. Petak, a Republican who represented the 21st Senate District from 91 to 96, cast the crucial vote in 95 that approved public funding for what is now American Family Field. Governor Tony Evers praised Petak as a man of faith, courage, and principle. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Wisconsin dairy researchers are looking to extend the squeakiness of cheese curds. We'll talk about how they're doing it next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Dr. Rani Govindasamy joins us from the Center for Dairy Research. She says a longer-lasting squeak could open more markets for fresh curds. They've partnered with the audiology department on the UW-Madison campus to measure the squeakiness of fresh cheese curds. She explains that curds squeak because proteins are rubbing against your teeth.
Think about balloons. You know, to talk about squeakiness, think about a balloon analogy. If you take two inflated balloons and you rub them together, you will hear a squeaky sound. Now, if you make the balloons lose air, they no longer have much resistance and will not squeak anymore when rubbed together. So I think it's the same analogy. If your cheese structure is no longer has that toughness or the firmness, and it becomes softer, it loses that squeaky note because there's no more resistance.
Dr. Rani Govindasamy joins us from the Center for Dairy Research with the balloon analogy to help understand the squeakiness of a cheese curd. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news in just a moment.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
The UW-Madison's Division of Extension and the Wisconsin Beef Council will be hosting in-person beef quality assurance certification meetings. This will be in the month of January and February. You can find a complete list of those meetings at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our morning e-newsletter. That's where you can get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning. One of the stories today, Culver's Thank You Farmers Project has raised $1.5 million to benefit agriculture this year alone. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Merry Christmas.
WRJN weather.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly again today, but it is going to be warmer. Our high right around 42 this afternoon. Tonight, 39 with light rain. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered light rain and even warmer with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
I haven't been a degenerate all of my life. I did temp for a while. My official job title was, "Hey, you!" But as a temp, I learned how to get out of doing any task, which is you just act stupid, because they can't get mad at you for being stupid. Oh, you want me to make 10 copies of this? All right, no problem. You want that in pen or in pencil? No, really, it's okay. Okay.
I saw her standing there, flip side of I Want to Hold Your Hand. See, the Beatles always had two hits on each 45 RPM record. A lot of groups had some bad song on the B-side. Not the Beatles. Every song a hit. 6:39, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Looking for fog and drizzle early on today. Then cloudy with a high near 43. Cloudy, patchy fog tonight, lows 40. Rain, highs 45 tomorrow. Cloudy on Saturday, highs I'm going to say near 50. They said 49, but it's near 50 sounds warmer. And cloudy on Sunday with a chance of rain and a high near 45. Right now, 39 in Boggy right here at Radio Park. What do you normally wear to bed? I mean, I don't want to be, you know, personal if you're trying to hide something. The top answer in a poll was pajamas. That was number one, followed by underwear. But 1 in 7 people said they just wear what they wore all day and just plop into bed and go to sleep. Hopefully, these are the people working from home and not coal miners. But a lot of people in the comment section found it gross and said their beds must be filled with all sorts of germs and bacteria. if they're wearing their clothes and sitting on chairs at offices or, you know, just going out in the world with those clothes on, all the bacteria and mites hooking onto those clothes. Yeah, makes you not want to wear those clothes the better. I just a couple of times in my life fell asleep with my clothes on. But it was above the sheets, not below the sheets. I just plopped on the bed and fell asleep. But yeah, it can be kind of gross, I guess. 640 at WRJN with the Turtles. Ah, you showed me. Local news, Tamla sits here at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you. Oh, it's true. You say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you.
You showed me local news and timeless hits at WRJN. You know, I get this magazine, my wife and I get it, called Remind, and it's kind of a nostalgia magazine. But this month, it was a farewell issue. Not farewell for the magazine, but farewell to celebrities that passed away this year. Now, some I remember. James Earl Jones, Maggie Smith, that I remembered. David Soule, Lou Gossett Jr. Donald Sutherland. Donald Sutherland, he died at 88. I vaguely remember him passing away. Bob Newhart, I forgot about. Dabney Coleman, he was 92, Dabney Coleman, when he passed away. Carl Weathers, that was Apollo Creed. Mitzi Gaynor, I remember. Richard Lewis, I kind of forgot about. Shannon Doherty, I didn't even know she passed away. I must have forgotten it. She had cancer for about 9 years, and at age 53, finally succumbed to it in July 13th. Was it July 13th? Yeah. This year she passed away, Shannon Doherty. I didn't even know that. Phil Donahue. I vaguely remember Phil Donahue in the news passing away. Chris Christopherson, I remember. Terry Garr, Richard Simmons, I remember. Martin Mull, Shelley Duvall, John Amos. He passed away. Jenna Rollins, I remember. Joyce Randolph. Now, a lot of people don't know who Joyce Randolph is. She was Trixie on The Honeymooners, the 39 classic episodes of The Honeymooners. She was Ed Norton's wife. She was one of the four main characters on the show. Dr. Ruth Westheimer, Dr. Ruth, passed away. Cheetah Rivera. Let's see, Bill Hayes. Boy, look at all these people that passed away. John Mayall passed away. Toby Keith. Was I in a coma that I didn't realize he passed away? Toby Keith. Melanie, one of my favorite performers from the 60s and 70s. Melanie had a couple of big hit songs, Lay Down, Candle in the Wind, and also Brand New Key was a big hit song for her. Quincy Jones, of course, we know passed away. Dickie Betts. Tito Jackson, one of the Jackson Five. He passed away. That's two of the Jackson Five no longer with us. Wow. Let's see some other people here. Some of these people I never heard of before. Doesn't make them less important. It just means I didn't hear about them. And there were a lot of sports figures. Willie Mays passed away this year as well. So, but Shannon Doherty, I didn't know she died. And I know she was sick for a number of years, but it really surprised me when I read that. Good morning. It's 6:46. Hope you had a wonderful, joyous, and safe Christmas. Thank you for joining us here this morning at WRJN. Ooh, I love this sugar pie, honey. I can't help myself. These are the Four Tops. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Tapped. That's his voice there. I can't help myself. Levi Stubbs is also the voice of Audrey 2. Remember in the movie Little Shop of Horrors, the musical? You know, feed me, Seymour. Feed me. That was Levi Stubbs from the Four Tops did that voice in the movie. Speaking about movies, Back to the Future, one of my favorites. It's showing that a lot on TV lately. Leah Thompson admits she was, quote, real snooty to Michael J. Fox when they first started working together on Back to the Future. See, there were two reasons she said. First of all, Fox wasn't the original choice to play Marty McFly. Eric Stoltz was, but he got fired soon after filming began. He and Leah were friends. They just worked together on the 1984 movie The Wildlife. Secondly, Fox was a TV actor, and Leah said, quote, there's a big division between movie stars and TV stars at that point. I remember being like, well, he's just a TV star, and I'm a movie star. I was in Jaws 3D. Wow. She said she later warmed up to them, and they became good friends. That's good, because I want to know that all the people on that movie were good friends. The father, what was his name? I can't think of his real name. The guy who played Marty McFly's father in the film? Crispin Glover. They said he had a tough time working with him, though. Yeah, he didn't come back for any of the sequels. Here come the Stones, Honky Tonk Women.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right.
Collins waking you up on this day after Christmas morning at WRJN Local News. Timeless hits at 6:52. Have you ever dumped someone for a completely petty or superficial reason? And dumping someone because you couldn't stand the sight of them anymore isn't superficial. That's not what we're talking about here. These were the highlights from Reddit. Her voice was like Minnie Mouse. I just couldn't take it anymore. My cat said hello to her, and she didn't say hi back, so out she goes. And his mouth was shaped like a trapezoid when he talked, and I couldn't unsee it. Out he went. You know, it's like Jerry Seinfeld. All the women on the show that he dumped were some petty reason. I didn't like the way she ate her peas at the table. I didn't like the fact she wore the same dress every day. There were always these superficial, dopey reasons for dumping everybody. 6:53. When women dumped me, they had really good reasons, I think. Yeah. Kingsman, Louie Louie, WRJN. Rock and roll band back in the 1960s. They wanted to do this song, but they couldn't understand the words of the song. Now, it's a lot clearer now because you have digital quality, but back when you had 45 RPM records and bad speakers on your record player, it was hard to understand. So my brother wrote to the record company and said, can you send me the lyrics? And they did. It was a mimeograph sheet of lyrics. Obviously, other people had the same question, and they gladly sent it to him, and they performed the song with the correct words. That's kind of fun, huh? Well, a poll found the average parent caves into their kids' demands 218 times a year and only has 190 parenting wins per year. So the kids have the better win-loss record overall, winning 53% of the battles. Do you say no to your kid a lot? When my daughter was born, my mother said, I'm going to give you some advice here. Don't say no all the time. Occasionally, you're going to have to say yes, even though you don't want to, because you just can't be so negative and no to everything. And I think my mother was right. That was pretty good advice.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball. to the music.
Celebrate 7 o'clock at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. You know, a study in Japan found the perfect nap is actually two naps, a 90-minute snooze, followed by a 30-minute snooze later on. They said it's better than 1 2-hour nap. Now, here's the question. Go to your boss with that story and see how he feels about it, huh? 7 o'clock.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police now believe it was a family argument that ended with three people shot and one stabbed in a terminal at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport last night. Phoenix Police Sergeant Myra Reeson.
We have one adult female.